Shane Marlar, who issues the album Just a Fool this week, has been an active musician for over two decades now. Although he's written music before, it's only within the last year that he began writing lyrics. He wasn't sure how to start the process, he says, so he called his friend and label mate, Wichita singer-songwriter Nicky Mottolwog, for help. Marlar says the pair worked quickly.
We got together, and 3 hours later, we had three songs.
Before long, Marlar says, he had a better grasp on writing both music and lyrics.
Toward the end of the process, I found that I could just kind of set at home and actually knock one out all the way. So it was very liberating.
One of the first songs he finished on his own was Desperately, a song he says he wrote for his wife, Morgan. That your cheek brushes your hair,
and someday, well, I can. When I got that done, I was like almost shaking. I was so excited because I just thought it was really, really good. But now I know why I love you so.
How I need you there desperately. The majority of Marlar's new album is rooted in the sounds of the 1920s and 1930s. But the opening track, Just a Fool, crosses into rockabilly and even heavy rock.
I remember leaving the first day in the studio when I was laying down guitar tracks and thinking on my drive home, I wonder if seven guitars is too much on the first song.
Marlar's been playing and recording long enough that he's seen his audience grow more diverse. There are those who might only know his work as a gypsy jazz guitarist and others who remember him from his long tenure with Wichita's Oh Phil. That group's heavy roots, he says, do remain an influence on his guitar playing, as heard on the song, Just a Fool.
In the mid to late 90s, I was rocking out in Wichita and all over the Midwest with Oh Phil, and we were Wichita's first ska band. We were new because we had a new sound, but we were definitely a third wave ska band, so we had that metal influence.
Marlar continues his exploration of new musical territory on this album with Moon on a String, which features elements of Dixieland jazz.
I wanted something swingy, fast, and upbeat, and the chords to the tune just lend themselves so well to a Dixieland feel. The Dixieland thing is something I had never even tried. It just kind of sounded like it needed it. It just made sense. And so we called the horn players in. They did their thing, and, you know, I was just grinning from ear to ear.
No matter what style he's working in, Marlar says, one thing remains consistent, his inspiration.
My wife doesn't believe me, but the majority of these songs are about my wife. She can't accept the fact that I'm writing tunes about her, but, you know, everyone has to have their muse, and she's a good one for me.
Shane Marlar celebrates the release of Just a Fool this evening at the Artichoke. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.